We're asking you right now, as we welcome you back on Grant and Danny, what is your most pressing question about the roster that you're most intrigued by? 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Kristen did that. She says, number one question for me has to be, who's going to be on the roster for the first game that is not here today? I think that's, first of all, a lock. At least one, if not a
couple.
You would
think so, right?
Maybe as many as three or four guys. Wouldn't really surprise me that much. But Noah Brown's the example from a year ago. August 28th, 2 days from now, Noah Brown comes in from Houston, and in their first win of the season in week two, he made the big catch to set up a game-winning field goal, right? So there are going to be guys that are brought in that aren't here at this point. And that's something that we're going to have to track in the next couple of days. One more released player that's trickled out from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. The Commanders have cut wide receiver Tay Martin, so you can whittle one more receiver off of the potential depth chart.
A couple of local folks also reporting Demetric Felton, running back, depth chart guy who had a good camp and looked pretty good at times in the preseason. Great practice squad candidate for them as well.
I think he'll be in the building.
I do too.
There's no reason not to keep him around, especially if you're keeping McNichols on as a fourth running back, then Felton's kind of the next guy up.
Yep.
And you're going to have at least one, if not a couple backs on the practice squad. All right, so Danny, you go first here. Biggest decision on offense for you that you're most intrigued by?
Tight end. Kind of under-talked about. You know about Zach Ertz, right? Good, done. You would think, obviously, you know, no mystery here, that Ben Sinnott makes it, no problem, second-round pick from a year ago, and now you know John Bates. But to me, I haven't seen very much from Ben Sinnott. The only thing I've seen is Colson Yankoff catch a ball and rumble and look pretty good. I wonder if that's your fourth tight end. Are you keeping four as you kind of go forward? That's something I haven't heard much talked about. And again, it's because I would say, thanks so much, Colson Yankoff, you're expendable because I've got Ben Sinnott. Do I? He's here. I mean, he'll be on the team, but I have not seen very much at all to make me think I don't need that fourth guy.
So Colson Yankoff is a special teams war daddy who I don't think is going anywhere. And after you show that you can make an explosive play, 52-yard catch in a preseason game, certainly doesn't hurt your cause either, to your point. Yeah, tight end, I guess, is curious. I think it's four and it's a lock, essentially. But none of us really know anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So this will be an area. Here's what I'll say. If Colson Yankoff doesn't make the team and they only keep three,
they're going somewhere else to get one.
Well, not even that. I think if they're keeping four, they'll keep Yankoff because he's awesome on special teams. But what I was going to say is, if Colson Yankoff gets cut, I'll be more surprised by that than Cleveland Farrell getting cut earlier today, who's like the most notable, interesting thing that's happened. Because Sinnott is a second-round pick. He's not Luke McCaffrey, where right now, this moment, he doesn't help you that much on offense. If Sinnott's out there, he's a very decent blocker. He can do some things in line at the line of scrimmage, and then the question is, can you get him the football or not? But that's kind of the bonus to, like, the ground level. You don't want this in the second round in the top 55 where he got drafted. But, like, he can do a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage that will help you. So I think they feel okay about Ben Sinnott. The ceiling is the question now, how involved he'll be as a receiver. Reasonable, and we should want more than we've gotten as a fan base. Ertz is, if he's healthy, going to be, you know, a top 10 tight end in terms of targets and catches in the league. John Bates is arguably, at this point, one of the best blocking tight ends in all of football. They paid that guy $7 million a year to come back.
Dude, they paid him.
So, yeah, I think all four get in. And I think you're right. You have not heard a lot of talk about that. But at least from the conversations I've had with the people that covered the team, it just seems like there's not a whole lot of question about it. Like, they all are kind of assuming that Yankoff's in and that all four make it. Here's mine. What do you think about this? I want to bounce this off of you. I am really curious to see what happens on the offensive line at the start of this season. So Sam Cosmi is going to be on PUP IR, whatever it is, to start the year, in my opinion. They have acted like that's not going to happen. I have felt like that was the case since before practice started.
Well, this is my question. I hate to accuse everyone of lying, but it feels like there's this pretend game where he might be ready to suit up in week one. And if he's not ready to suit up in week one, you wouldn't think he's ready in week two, because week two is 4 days later on Thursday. So I've been kind of a little bit, it wouldn't be that disappointing if you say, yeah, he'll probably miss the first 4 weeks. And we actually have some depth to fill in. We're in a pretty good place there.
Totally.
We're not going to waste a spot, but back to you.
I just don't think there is a need to rule him out or to say 3 weeks ago that he's probably not going to be ready at the start of the year. Like, you give the information when you have to give the information.
Mm-hmm.
You allow him to surprise you and to expedite his recovery or whatever, and he's you know, he's moving along at a good clip. But I just think there's no reason to rush this guy. To your point, you just said it well, they have depth. They have some good NFL players. Nick Allegretti was a full-time starter at guard for them all of last year. If you got to plug him in for a few weeks, it's not the end of the world, right? If Connerly's ready at right tackle and Andrew Wiley can slide down to guard, I mean, he started inside on a Super Bowl team at one point. So you're okay there. So I think Cosmi goes to pup. But here's my fascination. Week one against the Giants, against the best defensive front you're going to face all year, do you start Josh Connerly and play him full-time as your right tackle? You just, that's my guy. Every snap, you're out there with the first-team offense. Or do they do the thing they did with Brandon Coleman at the beginning of last year? He was a third-round pick, not a first-rounder, where they rotated him. Nobody's improved more since the beginning of training camp than Josh Connerly. And if you give him another 13 days, you know, 12 days from right now, I'm sure there's going to be even more significant improvement. But is he ready for Brian Burns? Is he ready for the New York Giants front? So if they want to rotate Wiley and him first couple of games, then Allegretti's your starting guard. If they feel like Connerly's ready to just be thrown into the deep end and kick Wiley down to guard, well, here's why this matters. Now Allegretti can be your backup center, and you don't need to keep a guy like Michael Dieter. But if Allegretti's starting at guard, you might need to keep Dieter as a backup center or bring in a center that gets cut somewhere else, because otherwise, like, you don't have the center depth that you're looking for because Allegretti's busy moonlighting as a guard. You see what I'm saying?
That's exactly what you're saying.
So
yeah,
that
a smart
is
point.
What I don't have an answer for, and if I could get one answer with Truth Serum right now, it would be, do they envision Connerly being an every-down right tackle in week one, or are they going to have Wiley either play that game or rotate in that game?
Just going on past precedent, I would bet they do that rotation bit. It's not necessarily what I would do. I would go Connerly, deep end, let's go. And you know who's going to be to your right an awful lot is John Bates. Right? Just to make sure, just the extra little chip, the extra little maybe, you know, occasionally dealing with a rusher on certain downs, a little bit more max protect, because we want to make sure that you are fine. And eventually you'll be on that island all by your lonesome, because he'll grow into that, I think.